WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioners at their last meeting approved several economic development agreements. One assists a new $5 million apartment complex along Highway 47 south of the Brazos County Expo by providing up to $80,000 towards water and sewer lines.
It will help reimburse the developer, get sewer and water to that property.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the complex will generate property tax revenue on what is assessed as farmland.
It opens up some more development potential.
Commissioners also joined the cities of Bryan and College Station on agreements in the bio corridor for the new Nutrabolt and Viasat headquarters. Utility customers in College Station will be paying more starting this month with the introduction of a roadway maintenance fee. Aubrey Nettles at the city manager's office says a notice sent with last month's utility bills generated some customer calls.
Really been more for information purposes, and so the city has recently published a blog that will help those residents to understand what the fee is, what the revenues will be going toward, and what peer non-residential entities can expect.
College Station utility customers in apartments and other multifamily residences are paying another $6 a month. Single-family homes are paying another $8 a month. And the owners of non-residential properties were placed in one of five different tiers, where the fee could be as little as $17 a month to as much as $250 a month. It was a busy New Year's Eve for local law enforcement responding to noise complaints. According to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, 17 loud music complaints and 15 fireworks or shots fired calls were made. Deputy Nathan Dennis says the shots fired calls could have been fireworks since they are similar sounds. No citations were issued and no injuries were reported. Arrests have been made on charges of bringing contraband into two local corrections facilities. At the state's Hamilton Prison Unit west of Lake Bryan, a Houston woman is accused of taking something out of her bra during a visit with her boyfriend. The inmate is accused of swallowing what the arrest report described as something 58-year-old Beverly Brown bought from a junkie on the street corner. At the Brazos County Jail, two more arrests were made from a surveillance operation involving inmates receiving smuggled tobacco and snuff. 43-year-old Connie Onstott of Bryan is accused of delivering the items behind a trash dumpster, and 31-year-old Eric Kelly of Bryan told deputies, according to the arrest report, when he received the contraband, he would trade it for items from the jail commissary. And more is known about the early New Year's Day shooting of a Calvert policeman whose life was saved by his bulletproof vest. Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yezik says Officer Stephen Magnus had picked up a person walking along Highway 6 from Calvert to Hammond, 11 miles away. After Magnus got out of his marked patrol vehicle at 2:30 in the morning, he was shot in the back. The person who received the ride was not injured, and a short time later, 27-year-old Patrick Jones was taken into custody. He was arrested for aggravated assault of a peace officer. Jones's bond has been set at $500,000. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 50 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Ruffino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will send some mild weather our way today. We'll be looking at partly to mostly sunny conditions today with a high anywhere from 70 to 75. Enjoy those mild temperatures while they last because cooler weather is headed our way. We're partly cloudy tonight, 40 to 45. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, not as warm, 50 to 55. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 35 to 40. And it's going to be partly sunny Thursday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the bowl games from last night, including the history-making Rose Bowl. Meanwhile, we'll recap the A&M women's basketball team's rally to overcome a 13-point deficit last night. And in the NBA, Eric Gordon and James Harden helped lead the Rockets to their fifth straight win. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so was 2016 the worst? I'm looking at a headline. Is 2016 the worst year in history?
No. I saw a meme the other day, and it said, you know what year sucked? 1656, when the plague hit and everyone died. And I may be off on my year there, but no, there have been much worse times.
Celebrities died. That's the right biggest there at the deal, end, you
that's
know?
Right. Oh. And by the way, did you see that Betty White put out a picture? Saluting 2016.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, to say she survived.
She survived. Good job, Betty.
Yeah. It's the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So we'll talk about this more this morning, but I decided, well, okay, so we're 2 days in. There are probably people who've written these reviews of it. The first one is 2016, the worst year in history, was written July 22nd. I mean, hell, we weren't even halfway through.
Right.
Come on.
And I suppose, look, all of us had personal things that weren't the best, but that doesn't make 2016 a horrible year.
Certainly not the worst ever.
Chicago area student, wasn't so good for him. His bright future in danger because some people think she's dead.
What?
Ashley Walker knew something was wrong when she was declined internet service.
Hmm.
Yeah. Then, you know, it's really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then her college financial office wanted to see her Social Security card. When she went to the Social Security office, they told her she'd died in August.
Thanks for informing me.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, her father passed away on August the 31st, which is where the mix-up likely started. Ashley's got his death certificate. Her name is on it as an informant.
Let him know.
Okay. But she said credit card agencies, on the other hand, thought she was the one who was toes up.
That's a pretty serious clerical error.
Serious clerical error. And one that is probably not easily corrected.
Yeah.
That'll be popping up for the next 10 years someplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she won't even be able to get AOL.
That's true.
Info. And all that other stuff that's really important.
Yeah, of course.
Well, and you wonder if he's still receiving bills.
Well, that's another thing, yeah. He's probably still alive in somebody's universe.
Right.
Hey, maybe he's a Democrat voter.
Oh, that's it.
It's 6-12.
Yeah, it's in Chicago. It could have happened.
That's true.
Oh, man, Steve, what happened to you?
You're not going to believe this. I was cruising here in my new Camry, sunroof open, listening to Pandora, following the nav's predictive traffic for the fastest route. That's when I saw smoke coming from the pet store. I hit those paddle shifters, called 911 on the Bluetooth, and sped right up to the building. Now, it was rescue time. I ran through the flames and the smoke and pulled out 10 kittens, an iguana, 17 goldfish, a family of hedgehogs, a goat, and a 150-year-old tortoise. The owner gave me this pet ferret as a reward. His name is Senor Bendito.
Wait, you got a new Camry?
The 2017 Camry, with sporty looks and the latest tech. It'll surprise a few people. Head to your local Toyota dealer today for great deals on the 2017 Camry. It has all kinds of amazing features. Everything from push-button start to paddle shifters to navigation with predictive traffic. All of which makes every drive that much more exciting. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, here we go. It's easy. It's the third day of the year. Yeah, we got that. It'll be easy for 6 weeks, and then it'll get tough. Today is chocolate-covered cherry day.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, my grandmother's favorite.
That right?
I love those.
She gets them for Christmas, and she doesn't share.
Well, at least you know what to get her.
You don't even ask. Yeah, you don't even ask for one.
That was the staple Christmas present I would give all of my teachers.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Here comes little Brad. He's got his little box of chocolate-covered cherries. Everything's good. It's drinking straw day.
Okay.
That kind of changes the way we do things, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, just... just as a blanket statement, it's really always best to drink out of a drinking straw. I'm just saying.
That's what they say.
Yeah, because, well, you wouldn't really want them to use that UV light on the glass in the restaurant.
Yeah, that's what I've heard,
yeah,
too.
Gross. So
but it causes wrinkles around your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Scott.
Good point. That's
but it
right.
does save your teeth
yeah.
sometimes.
That's right. So there's a lot of good stuff. So it's drinking. Actually, this is the anniversary of its invention. So.
Okay, gotcha. Oh.
And how about this? It's the Festival of Sleep Day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I have to celebrate that later.
Could use that for sure.
Okay, if you're leaning back in your cubicle today, drooling when the boss goes by, you can go, hey, wait, no, I'm celebrating Festival of Sleep Day.
I'm celebrating.
Yeah, it's it. All right, birthdays.
We got birthdays. Eli Manning is 36.
Okay, yeah.
Peyton's little brother. Kimberly Locke is 39. She was on American Idol. Did she win that year?
I don't know that one, actually.
I'm not sure if she won that year.
I'm not sure either.
She definitely got a good record deal out of it and everything. Danica McKellar is 42. She was Winnie Cooper.
Sure she was.
On the Wonder Years.
Now like one of Hallmark Channel's staples.
Yeah. And a really smart young lady.
Yeah, went to UCLA and got a degree in mathematics.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah.
And she wrote 3 math books. Pretty awesome. Yeah.
Winnie.
Really cool. Likes the math. All right.
Definitely. Mel Gibson.
Oh boy,
he's 61 today.
And maybe not as smart.
Rich, he is rich.
Very rich.
Jim Ross is 65.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, no, he's not. He had a stroke, I know, a while back. He's alive. He's a commentator for the WWE back in the day.
Oh, that's a different Jim Ross.
Yeah,
I was thinking of the painter.
It's a barn burner.
They thought that poor Ashley girl was dead, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Same kind of clerical error there.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see. Victoria Principal is 67 from Dallas.
Oh, sure.
Steven Stills is 72 from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Mm-hmm. Bobby Hull, Hockey Hall of Famer.
Oh, man.
Is 78.
Yep.
And Dabney Coleman is 85.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a University of Texas grad.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah. Was in 9 to 5. He was the boss who got killed in 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, right?
That's right.
Whoever that happened to have been.
Nice.
He did some other stuff, too.
And I think, if I'm not correct, no, I don't think so. I thought he looks a lot like the guy from This Is Us, the guy who played Dr. K.
I don't know who that is. No. Okay. John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, 71, just old rockers.
Oh, wait, no, he is. I'm sorry. He is. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Man. All right. Anyway, there you go. 6:17.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to the first Bloomberg national poll conducted after Donald Trump's election, 37% of Americans think the country is headed in the right direction. Now, that number may seem low, but it's actually at its highest level in 4 years. The same poll shows that 55% of Americans are more optimistic about a Trump presidency because of his actions and statements since the November election, and with good reason. Remember, he saved 1,000 jobs at Carrier that were headed to Mexico, and he also announced the Japanese company SoftBank would invest $50 billion into the U.S., creating 50,000 jobs. Now, according to CNBC, the CEO of United States Steel would like to accelerate their investments in the U.S. They want to hire up to 10,000 more people now that Trump will be president. Sounds to me like Trump is keeping his promise. America, hopefully, will be great again.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now explore the XPS 13 at dell.com/radio.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Cable giant Comcast has reached an agreement to continue carriage of Fox News Channel, averting a blackout that would have left millions of viewers without access to the network. As part of the deal, Comcast and Fox News parent 21st Century Fox have also come to terms on a new distribution agreement for Fox's YES Regional Sports Network, which is home to the New York Yankees. Comcast stopped carrying YES in late 2015 because of a contract dispute. Not only are vehicles going high-tech, so are roads. Highway planners are planning streets lined with fiber optics, cameras, and connected signaling devices that will help vehicles move as quickly as possible and more safely. Transit planners say the so-called smart roads will unlock bigger benefits from self-driving cars, including fewer accidents, faster trips, and fuel savings. So far, the technology is being built into just a few miles of highway in a handful of states. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $54.93 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 50-foot by 100-foot building is still under $39,000. Imagine 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. That's as much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late, but you need to call today. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One. Rugs. They just make a house a home.
Tell us about the rug selection you have here at Aggieland Carpet One.
I gotta say, we always have discounted rugs that are maybe being cleared out, but we always are receiving lots of new styles in area rugs. Some of the new exciting ones right now also have some gray tones and just really interesting looks now that are a little more modern.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
On Wednesday, January 25th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference presented by Wells Fargo, featuring keynote speaker Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller. Hi, this is David O'Neill, Chairman of the Board with the Chamber, inviting you to learn about our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 25th at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.com. See you there.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:22. Much better than yesterday at this time.
Yes.
With thunder and lightning going on and all that. I don't know that there was a lot of rain. I mean, there was less than an inch of rain. I know that, but it sure moved through quickly. And so as a result, lots of good lightning and thunder to scare the animals and that sort of stuff in your house. In the meantime, a man kayaking about a half mile off Biscayne Bay National Park spotted a 9-foot Burmese python.
Wow!
Wrapped around a pylon. Experts say it's the first time this type of snake has been spotted in the area. That's in Florida, of course. Yeah, they believe it means the invasive species expanding in numbers, spreading out across the region. It's global warming.
Snakes on a plane. They're on planes. They're coming over here.
It's snakes on a pylon now. Spokesperson for the park assures tourists that python sightings are still extremely rare, except for yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't care how rare they are, as long as they happen.
It's not real rare when you just happen.
Yep. We don't want people to think Biscayne Bay is teeming with pythons ready to chomp on people in the water.
Of course you don't.
Yeah. You would like that to happen?
Sure, yeah. We would all not like any of the bad things that happen where we live to be the case.
A little hyperbole there, ma'am. Thank you so much. Yeah. But just saying, a python in Florida nearby.
They forgot to mention is 9 feet. That's like a baby one. Mama's got to be around here somewhere.
Good point. That's right. There you go. 6:24. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. From Nationwide Insurance, insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776 1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road, Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, reviews, and approval. Okay, a better day today. And actually, yesterday ended up being a nice day after all that stuff got through here because we got to see some sunshine for a change. And a high today about 72, should be nearly ideal. Cools down tonight to 42, then we have a little change. Now again, sunny skies continuing, but it gets cooler. 52 will be the high on Wednesday, and 41 is our low on Wednesday night. We'll be down near freezing on Thursday, but again, sunshine at about 63. And in fact, we do get a freeze again now, it looks like, on Friday. Friday evening, we'll be down to about 29. So not really a hard freeze, but at least a little freezing temperature. Right now, I've got calm winds, and it's 50 degrees outside.
Well, of course, it's the new year, and with the new year comes New Year's resolutions. And one that many people make is to get to the gym and get in shape. But oftentimes, we have a lot of excuses to stop us from doing that. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Gyms are packed right now, of course, because we all made those New Year's resolutions, but don't be the person who goes twice and then stops. According to personal trainers, here are the top four bogus excuses people use for not exercising. First, people say, I don't have time. Half the people, however, who say that watch 3 hours of TV every night. So what they really mean is it's not a priority, but it should be. And you don't even have to go to the gym. You can actually work out at home while you watch TV. That's something I've done numerous times. Another thing people say is, I'm too tired, which isn't really true most of the time. It's all mental. Plus, working out actually helps with fatigue. Studies have found that even just walking 20 minutes every other day can give you more energy. I can attest to that personally. Another popular excuse, it hurts to exercise. If you have a twisted ankle, don't work out. But if it's something chronic like sore knees, try to work through it. Exercise is actually good for chronic pain. Once your legs get stronger, your knees won't hurt as much. That's something I have to deal with as well as my back, and I notice that once I start working out, all of my problems are gone. It really works. Lastly, people say, I can't afford a gym membership, which is fine because you don't need one. Things like walking and running are totally free. And there are a million videos on YouTube that show you other free workouts that you can do at home. So, in order to keep that New Year's resolution, don't let yourself fall into one of those pitfalls. Don't make one of those excuses. Get yourself out there and get it done. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Having some clutter in your life isn't necessarily all bad, but where's the line between too much clutter and just enough? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
You probably have clutter in your life, and clutter isn't necessarily all bad.
Your clutter is sometimes your identity. On the back of my book, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK CEO actually wrote a quick testimonial that says you are what you can't get rid of.
Dorothy Breninger, expert organizer for the A&E show Hoarders and author of the book Stuff Your Face or Face Your Stuff.
And maybe it's okay. Like, you know what? I still have 15 leotards from when I was a champion gymnast. I keep memorabilia. I also have a junk drawer, but I can find what I need when I need it. I'm quick in, quick out, and my house is presentable. You can have both.
So where is the line between having just enough clutter and having too much?
That line is when you cannot get places on time. Your bills aren't being paid on time. If the clutter is stopping you from doing your regular life, that's where the line is.
If you know that you have too much junk in your life, Dorothy says,
one thing that people can ask themselves, whenever you're looking in your closet at a dress that your mother made for you or the baking machine that your family members gave to you, what's the story behind this item? If you want to have a dress in your closet or a suit in your closet because it's meaningful from one time in your life and you appreciate it every time you look at it, keep it. But if you roll your eyes and say, my God, I can't believe I'm holding on to that again, that's a clue. It's okay to release it.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The new year for utility customers in College Station means paying more to help maintain city streets. The owners of non-residential properties are charged between $17 and $250 a month. Aubrey Nettles at the city manager's office says the five tiers of non-residential customers are based on 65 different land use categories.
A business is placed into each tier based on the vehicle miles generated by their business. There are two factors that will determine what the vehicle miles generated per day for each business are. And those factors are the land use in which that business operates and the size, square footage of the business.
Nettle says the city will give an annual review of how the money is spent.
We are working with a consultant to help prioritize the roadway conditions and what streets we need to focus on, but we appreciate any input.
Those living in apartments and other multifamily housing units in College Station are charged $6 a month, and those in single-family homes are charged another $8 a month. Three economic development agreements were approved at the last Brazos County Commission meeting. Two involved biocorridor companies, Viasat and Nutribolt, that had previous support from the cities of College Station and Bryan. The third involves a $5 million apartment complex to be built south of the Brazos County Expo along Highway 47.
For that project to happen, it was going to have to take some help.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the developer can receive up to $80,000 for building an 8-inch water line.
He pays the taxes, then part of the taxes will be reimbursed to help cover his cost.
The developer has 3.5 years to get the apartments on the tax rolls in order to receive the reimbursement. The man accused of shooting a Calvert policeman early New Year's Day, whose life was saved by a bulletproof vest, has been charged with aggravated assault of a peace officer. Bond has been set at $500,000 for 27-year-old Patrick Jones, who was arrested for shooting Officer Stephen Magnus in the back after he got out of his patrol vehicle. Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yezik says the policeman had given a courtesy ride to a third person who was in the process of walking 11 miles from Calvert north to the unincorporated community of Hammond. Magnus was transported to a hospital in Bryan where he was treated and released. His father posted on Facebook that Magnus was sore and bruised but was at home resting. The person who got the courtesy ride was not injured. Two more arrests have been made on charges of smuggling loose tobacco and snuff in Brazos County Jail. A second inmate, 31-year-old Eric Kelly of Bryan, told investigators, according to the arrest report, he kept 75% of what came in to trade for items from the sheriff's commissary. The rest went to two other inmates who collected it from behind a dumpster when they went outside to take out the trash. One of the other inmates was previously arrested. Also charged is 43-year-old Connie Onstott of Bryan, who, according to her arrest report, had made several deliveries. Another contraband arrest took place at the state's Hamilton Prison Unit west of Lake Bryan. 58-year-old Beverly Brown of Houston told state corrections officers, according to her arrest report, she bought something from a junkie on the street corner. Brown was caught on video taking the unidentified item out of her bra and handing it to her boyfriend, who is an inmate, and swallowed the contraband. It was a noisy New Year's Eve weekend with 32 noise complaints called in, according to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Nathan Dennis says 15 fireworks or shots fired calls and 17 loud music complaints were made, but no citations were issued and no injuries were reported. He says the shots fired calls could have been fireworks with a similar sound. Celebratory gunfire did strike a state lawmaker from the Rio Grande Valley. Representative Armando Martinez told the Monitor newspaper he was hugging his wife when he felt he was hit by a sledgehammer to the back of the head. He underwent surgery where a bullet was removed. And a tragic start to 2017 in Amarillo. Four children, all under the age of 17, are dead after an accidental poisoning at a mobile home. Amarillo Fire Department Captain Larry Davis says someone in the family used the pesticide aluminum phosphide, which is lethal when mixed with water.
They had put this underneath the house and for some reason had decided to wash some of it away. That's whenever the gas started forming. Now, whether they were aware of it right away or not, I do not know.
Six other people in the home are hospitalized. And the families of two soldiers missing from a Texas Army base are desperately seeking answers.
Jake Mathis and Melvin Jones were last seen together at Fort Bliss in El Paso December 19th in Jones's 2013 Camaro. Mathis reportedly planned to spend Christmas with his commanding sergeant because he had to stay on base. He's considered to be AWOL. Jones's father says the two had planned to attend Friday's Sun Bowl game in El Paso, but his son didn't show at the airport to pick him up. Mathis's mother told Fox News she's angry the Army hasn't addressed the case with more urgency and was told that a soldier must be AWOL 30 days before there's a search. Jones, who was awarded leave, isn't considered a missing person. The families are worried the men may be in danger. Pat O'Neill, Fox News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 50 degrees. You can text us in at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Good morning, it's 6:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Okay, it's different weather. Here you go.
A mild day in the forecast for the region. We should end up partly to mostly sunny today, with temperatures up to about 70 to 75 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy and turning cooler overnight, 40 to 45. Cool weather shows up tomorrow. We're partly sunny and only 50 to 55. Partly cloudy, colder tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. Partial sun remaining cool through Thursday with highs of 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, last night saw the highest scoring game in Rose Bowl history. We'll take a look at that as well as other bowl games that took place. Meanwhile, Nick Saban says Lane Kiffin will not be joining Alabama for the championship.
And, no, go.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And we'll take a look forward to tonight's Aggie men's basketball game as they get set to take on number 6 Kentucky on the road. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, I guess probably Lane's used up his last goodwill there with Mr. Saban. So we'll see. Hope he doesn't schedule him anytime soon for the 2 years that he'll be the coach at Florida Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyhow. Well, he missed the team bus, you know.
Right.
After
meeting
the
second meeting. Time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And
in
it's
history.
Not the first time he's done that. So anyway, well, that's fine. Mm. So if you get 10 teams in the bowls, does that make you the
best conference if you lose half the games. I'm just saying.
Ah, I mean, if you, interesting.
Well, I mean, for all the time, SEC always says we're the best, you know, best conference, yada, yada, yada. But if you lose half your bowl games,
how good are you?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's been a down year.
Yeah,
for the good old SEC.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
The USC Penn State game.
Yeah,
I didn't
pretty
watch
fun.
Any of that. That's a lot of points. Huh? A
lot of points.
Highest scoring in history.
Yeah,
in Rose Bowl history.
Which is, you know, that's kind of fun.
Well, you ought to, and that's what you want from a bowl game. You want it to be just a.
I mean, defense is great.
Yep, good
but
thing. But yeah, the bowl games are
a lot
all
of offense.
Mm-hmm. So now, in politics, you know, the different reasons that politicians introduce bills, they happen to be issues that maybe that representative is really interested in, mm-hmm. and so they push for that. So, like, when this guy, Armando Martinez, got hit in the back of the head with a bullet,
Yes. Yeah, I
guess he decided that celebratory gunfire thing probably is not a good idea.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. He said, you know, he was just hugging his wife, and he felt like he got hit in the back of the head with a sledgehammer. And then taken to the hospital, and a bullet was removed.
Yeah. I can, like, feel it. Ugh.
I know. Well, I guess it had been up in the air, and it came down and hit maybe up toward the top of his head or something.
Yeah.
I think if a bullet hits you in the head, you may not be living to talk about it.
Yeah.
Just see. All right. So the Republicans now are going to have control of the House in Washington and the Senate and the White House. And lo and behold, even given that, they've screwed it up again. they one more time, here you are, you have a great opportunity to talk about the good things that you're going to do now that you have the House and the Senate. And the first thing they want to do is gut the ethics office.
Yeah.
They don't want to have no stinking ethics office. They're Republicans. They can't do anything wrong.
Right.
How would you think such a thing?
Why do we need ethics?
Sure.
Why do we need somebody to monitor them?
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole deal. Here's the deal. They are going to change the name of the office. Now, it used to be, or it still is right now, the Office of Congressional Ethics. Okay?
Okay.
Now, under the oversight of lawmakers through the Ethics Committee, the Ethics Office would be renamed the Office of Congressional Complaint Review. Oh, so you've got a complaint against you.
Then we'll review it here.
Yeah. We ain't using no stinking ethics word. We don't want to do that because then people could think that's bad.
I guess I just don't see, like, why is this even why are we so worried about changing the name of something? Are there not bigger issues going on right now?
No, you see, that's the whole deal again. They've got the House, they've got the Senate, they've got the White House. What's the first thing to do? We're going to gut the ethics office because you don't need to be watching us. We're Republicans. We don't do anything wrong.
And that what is it? The Department of Complaints?
Yeah, it's got the Office of Congressional Complaint Review.
Complaint Review. So that basically means we'll take your consideration
in
mind.
Exactly. Oh, you think that's a problem? Well, okay, we'll get back to you.
We'll file that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go. All right, President Obama said yesterday that he will deliver his farewell address next week from McCormick Place in his hometown of Chicago. Mr. Obama noted that it was George Washington who set the precedent for a peaceful democratic transfer of power way back in 1796, and he set a precedent for a farewell address to the American people. He said, I'm thinking about them as a chance to say thank you for your amazing journey to celebrate the ways you changed this country for the better in those 8 years, and to offer some thoughts on where we go from here. My thought is we probably will hear a little more from him even after his address.
I'm thinking you're probably right.
Yeah, we'll see. And now it's time for, you ready?
Ready.
Trump tweets. You got some Trump tweets for us this morning?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay. Because
he is just, you know, he tweeted a lot yesterday.
Oh, good.
He tweeted a lot yesterday. So he did talk about Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Chicago murder rate is record-setting, 4,300 shooting victims with 762 murders. Yep. If the mayor can't do it, he must ask for federal help. An hour later, various media outlets and pundits say that I thought I was going to lose the election. Wrong. It all came together in the last week, and I thought and felt I would win big, easily, over the fabled 270. When they canceled fireworks, they knew, and so did I.
I love that. That's great.
A couple hours later, he tweets, North Korea just stated that it is in the final stages of developing a nuclear weapon capable of reaching parts of the U.S. It won't happen.
I love this. This guy is too good.
An hour later, China has been taking out massive amounts of money and wealth from the U.S. in a totally one-sided trade, but won't help with North Korea. Nice.
Yeah. So in other words, he puts the editorial opinion in there too.
Yes, yes. And then about 15 minutes ago, so just this morning, General Motors is sending Mexican-made model of Chevy Cruze to U.S. car dealers tax-free across the border. Make in USA or pay big border tax.
I love it.
So he's been on a roll in the beginning of the new year.
Well, in the mainstream media, as we talked about yesterday, angry because he's not using them to get the word out.
Mm.
Hey, he's got a phone too, just like Obama said he had. He's just using it for something completely different.
Exactly.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, so there you go. That's pretty much all that's going on. We normally talk to Congressman Flores on Wednesdays. We'll do that on Thursday this week since they're trying to get everything lined up to get started. All right, 646.
Brian Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and WRI Tractors, RV Source, and WRI Outdoors all remind you to go local.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When it comes time to design or redesign a home landscape, you need to think of it incrementally. As you would in building the house itself, start the garden design with the most general areas that will, by necessity, have to come first, and then as time, money, and energy allow, work your way through to the finish line. We're going to try to bring order to the process, step-by-step landscaping, in today's program after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. When you're landscaping a home, turf has to come first. You really don't have a landscape if you don't have some kind of planting covering the bare ground. Sure, you can use ground covers over a portion, but it's a lawn that usually fills the biggest voids and does so most easily. Determine where it is that you need to have the lawn grass, then be sure that it's successfully growing there. Shade trees come second. They may take 5 or 10 years to develop, so get them on their way as soon as you can. Choose their planting sites carefully. Use them to frame the garden, planting off to the sides and away from the center points of the yard. Be sure they don't align with other trees up and down the block. Choose healthy, vigorous specimens, and whenever possible, plant them in late fall or winter to allow them maximum time to become established before the summer's hot weather. You want to choose quality. Let a certified nursery professional advise you of the best types for your needs. Large shrubs are your third highest priority. They form the framework of your entire garden design. Odds are that they'll go in at the same time as the turf grass and shade trees. Use the large shrubs to frame the corners of your house and, if needed, as privacy screens along the boundary. Choose dependable types that will grow to the height and width you need but not beyond. Avoid formal shearing to lessen your workload. Again, a local full-time nursery professional can offer good options. The rest of your shrubs will be in the next chain of planting events. Again, choose types that suit the space you have available for them. Avoid shearing to keep plants in bounds. Know how tall and wide each plant needs to grow and choose accordingly. Vines and ground covers finish off the woody parts of your landscape plantings compared to shade trees and large shrubs. These tertiary plants grow to their full mature forms much more quickly, usually in just a year or so, so you can leave them until later if time and money require. Annuals and perennials are naturals for any great garden. They're also moving targets in that you're making changes and modifications a couple of times each year. Once your shrubs and ground covers are in place and growing, you'll see places where small spots of color would be useful. Maybe it's to define the doorway, or it could be to draw attention to a fountain or other landscaping embellishment. Garden art is the finishing touch to your lovely landscape design. It might be a statue, fountain, sundial, bird bath, or something else, but it needs to be there. And that's the fun part of step-by-step landscaping. Winter pruning of summer flowering shrubs in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning, 651, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs and the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 652. Well, in college football,
the snap is back, the place is down, the kick is away, it's got the distance.
He's got it!
And it's good! The Trojans have won the Rose Bowl 52-49. How do you do?
Freshman Sam Darnold threw for 5 touchdowns, and ninth-ranked Southern California won the highest-scoring game in Rose Bowl history by beating fifth-ranked Penn State 52-49 on Matt Bormeister's 46-yard field goal as time expired. The Trojans had just tied the game on Darnold's final scoring pass before Leon McQuay III picked off Trace McSorley and returned it 32 yards to the Penn State 33 with 27 seconds left, setting up the game-winning kick. Meanwhile, Oklahoma took the Sugar Bowl as Joe Mixon ran for 2 touchdowns and Baker Mayfield threw for 296 yards and 2 scores. In the Cotton Bowl, 8th-ranked Wisconsin took the win with touchdown runs on the Badgers' first 2 drives in a 24-16 victory over number 3 Western Michigan. And Austin Appleby threw for 222 yards and 2 touchdowns as number 20 Florida whipped number 21 Iowa 30-3 in the Outback Bowl. Elsewhere in college football, Alabama coach Nick Saban says Lane Kiffin will not serve as the team's offensive coordinator for the national championship game with Clemson. Here's Saban.
We just thought it was in the best interest of our players, our program, and for Lane to assume his responsibilities as the head coach at Florida Atlantic. It's our goal as a program to always give our players the best opportunity to be successful, whether it's personally, academically, or athletically, which means on the field. And this decision was made after we mutually agreed that this would be the best thing for both parties.
Saban says Kiffin will leave to focus on his new job as Florida Atlantic's head coach, leaving the offense in the hands of incoming coordinator Steve Sarkisian for the January 9th game against Clemson in Tampa, Florida. In A&M women's basketball, the team rallied from a 13-point second-half deficit to defeat Vanderbilt 77-72 at Reed Arena last night. Here's Jasmine Lumpkin on the win.
I think really just during halftime, coaches got on us on how we need to pick it up. This is our SEC home opener where, you know, we haven't lost an SEC home opener in the last four games. So they just basically told us at halftime we had to pick it up. And Tease, our point guard, she got us going in the first half, so we just had to step up and get the job done.
The Aggies have won all five of their SEC openers since joining the league in 2012, all five of which have come at Reed Arena. The Aggies return to action on Thursday to face Georgia at 6 p.m. with pregame at 5:45, and you can hear it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In men's basketball, the Aggs face number 6 Kentucky during the first of two scheduled meetings on the hardwood this season tonight when they visit Rupp Arena. The maroon and white enters the contest seeking its first SEC victory of the season after falling at home to Tennessee last Thursday, while Kentucky opened conference play with a 99-76 win at Ole Miss. Tip-off tonight is scheduled for 8 p.m. with pregame at 7:30, and you can catch the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the NFL, Houston Texans coach Bill O'Brien says he doesn't know who he'll start at quarterback for the team's wild card playoff game against the Raiders on Saturday. Tom Savage started Houston's last two games after Brock Osweiler was benched, but Savage's status for this week is in question after he suffered a concussion in the second quarter of a loss to Tennessee on Sunday. With or without Savage, the Texans face Oakland Saturday at 3:30 with pregame at 3:15, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And in the NBA,
2:20 clock running in the quarter. Harden comes right, comes back left on a Harrell screen, goes to Gordon, catches. Here's a three. There it is. Got the triple. Another one for Eric Gordon.
Eric Gordon scored 31 points, and James Harden had 23 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds to lead the Houston Rockets to their fifth straight win, a 101-91 victory over the Washington Wizards last night. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brian Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and WRI Tractors, RV Source, and WRI Outdoors all remind you to go local.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. also offers welding service for your farm equipment. And Wegward Inc. is your trusted source for hay balers, shredders, and pasture sprayers at no hassle prices. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You can text us anytime, 979-695-1620. You can send us pictures. You can do any of that stuff.
Yeah, videos.
It's the beginning of the year, so of course, there's all sorts of advice out there for you to get off to the right start. or forget in a week.
Mm-hmm.
One of the benefits of eating yogurt, supposedly, is because of the good bacteria that's in it. That bacteria is supposed to be good for your gut and digestion.
Until it goes bad.
Uh-huh. And a host of other things. Well, science says otherwise, according to journalist Ed Young, who's done some research on this. The bacteria in yogurt, not the kind of bacteria that do very much for you, nor is it in high enough concentration. It basically passes right through. Okay. So there isn't a lot of evidence to support the claims that bacteria in yogurt is beneficial, which is why the claims made are usually kind of nebulous, like, quote, promotes gut health, unquote, which doesn't mean anything at all. I mean, and now, is that even that Activia or whatever? Because that's
probably,
when, I mean, that's all they talk about.
I know.
Gut health, yeah.
Adding good bacteria can have health benefits, but not the bacteria you've got in yogurt. Okay, so scratch that one off your list if you're going to eat healthy.
Yeah.
Using yogurt ain't happening. 72 for a high today. That ought to be nice. 42 for a low temperature tonight. We'll have sunshine tomorrow, but the high will only be 52. And we'll be down to about 40 for a low on Wednesday night. And eventually we get to freezing, looks like, on Friday night.